It's a small agenda today because I don't know if I'm missing things because I've been preoccupied or if there just isn't a lot going on that we already haven't discussed. Oh, I like the post this morning, the picture of guys working. That was cool. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, the picture. So they've been filming. The team has been filming today. So there was a picture of the filming happening.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Just posting what's going on, showing some action.
Yeah, we're trying to do that a bit more. We have some stuff coming out. The videos, of course, are coming out as well soon. So we'll get some more action and communication happening.
Everyone thinks you're all dead. Anyway, there specifically.
Yeah, it's a bit quiet. It's not. That's not good. We'll solve that.
They're worried about Chris.
Yeah. They are.
I think we're getting a weekly effect of, yeah, I don't I'll check with Chris. He was working on it today. So I think we're getting one. But yeah, it's been a bit quiet. It's been a bit quiet from our side, especially Chris. Yeah, we'll have to make sure to ramp the communications up again. We're all here. We're all working. So yeah, we need to communicate better. And we'll get that done.
It's understandably hard. The harder you work, the harder it is to stop what you're doing and take a pause to communicate, but it's necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Just don't get too bogged down in it. Just show that you're alive, but if there are detractors, just ignore them.
Exactly. Alex,
yeah, we're working hard, you know, and everything. There's a lot upcoming, so yeah, sort of. It's a bit too silent now from the team side, and it's not good. We should be more communicating, but we're also preparing for what's coming up, and make sure that we can, really get the communication going and get the community more alive and attract more people to the community, and that's of course extremely important. So, yeah, we're ramping it up.
They just want to be as excited about things as you are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Proposals. There is only my proposal up right now, and it's yes, and community is still really supportive, so I appreciate that. But I haven't noticed any other proposal up yet. I've got my daughter working on tidying up a drawing I did on the computer, and she'll color it. She'll make it look really, well, as professional as we're able to unprofessionally make it look good. So I have an example to post up with a mascot proposal to sort of give a taster. So that's upcoming, but not ready yet. Oh, excuse me. And hopefully, we need to talk about a possible proposal for another MasterChef.
So, Bree, sorry, you mentioned you're going to make a mascot proposal? So, yeah, so you're... Sounds really cool.
I want to give an example first. Like to go with it, right? Like here's an idea, you do better, that kind of thing.
Yeah, once we get a mascot out, there's a lot of artists in the NeuroPepe community, and I can like from a few B&B draw some memes and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm not really a graphic artist, and my daughter's really good at doing the anime stuff on the computer, like especially the chibis, the really cute ones with the big heads. So I've got her sort of tidying up my sketch on the computer, and then I'll put that with the proposal just as an example of what it could be.
So it's really going to be more like a competition type thing?
I think so. I think if we really want to motivate people, there should be some kind of prize pool. So the proposal would be to, I suppose at this point, I'm just thinking it would be approval to go ahead with a prize pool with the intent of making a mascot and what the mascot could do for the group. And then how to, I've seen a few competitions now for memes or drawings where they use social media. So if you have a drawing, you post it, and the most likes is the winner. So that's one way that voting could be done. And so the artist has to do a little bit promoting to get some likes for their particular drawing. There's a few different ways, but that's one way I've seen. And then, like, say the top five from social media would go to a DAO vote or something.
Yeah, that could work. If the final five or something each have their own proposal or something.
Yeah, so social media sort of whittles it down and encourages the spread of the idea, and then you take it to the DAO for a final vote. Final say on it.
Yeah, and then I think also, like, Chris, isn't he like tapped into a lot of like NFT groups, maybe? There's a lot of artists there, so maybe they'll be interested too if there's like a prize pool for it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not entirely sure how many artists we have in our chat, but I know there's a ton of artists out there, right? So it's one more thing that we could promote, but it's something the DAO could promote, you know, like a total DAO project. DAO prize pool, DAO marketing, DAO, like just a little taste of this group doing that whole start to finish product.
Does it necessarily need to be a finished article? You know, can't it just be somebody that's not an artist that's got an idea and sketches that out? And the potential's there, and that could be taken on or voted on.
Possibly. I don't, but if a sketch is competing with a final product, it's hard to, unless we have different categories, right?
Well, I think what you're looking for is something that's going to be representative or that's going to be catching the imagination of everybody, and it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily going to be a crystal clear finished artist sketch or whatever. It might be somebody that's not an artist, but they've got the idea that everybody associates with, and just because it's not a clean sketch or whatever, necessarily that it wouldn't win or shouldn't win.
Yeah, I think you're saying like it should be more, it can be more like a concept, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should be open ended with this. We shouldn't be like too limited in what people suggest.
My example I'm going to give isn't going to be a polished, like, it's. Abby's not professional. She's just good. She's better than me, but she's not professional. But I can post my concept and her product, and she's already changed my original concept, and just say, like, your idea can be in either format, right? Like, it doesn't have to be a finished product. It can still be at this stage.
Yeah, I think then that will sort of open it up to more people and to more ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is good. Like, I haven't written up the proposal yet. I'm just percolating how to do it. So. But I needed to do something myself to get my head into it, I guess. Got lots going on right now. All right. What else? So, oh, the blog, Jesse. Is that blog going to be out this week, number two? For the SDK the update?
I'm writing it right now. it's quite a bit of work, but I'm writing it and creating some graphs and working on it. Yeah, the deadline is Friday to publish it for us internally. So yeah, I'm working hard on it. We're gonna make it, but it's still in progress. I'm listening and I'm working a bit at the same time. So,
okay.
But yeah, it's being worked on and looking forward to publishing it this Friday.
Excellent. Okay, but you're up next again. That's all I had for questions for the team. There's some things that we talked about last week. I just took it off altogether. We're done. I don't want to talk about those anymore.
A couple of updates I can maybe share about. We have Noman. He's sitting right next to me. He's been working really hard on some updates to the DAO. I don't know if anyone's looking in GitHub, but we've had quite some activity there. I think he went through all the issue lists all the issues that we made over the last few months, and basically he solved most of them. So I think we got a pretty exciting update coming to the DAO, like the interface and stuff, next week. I'm still reviewing some of the code and some of the edits that were necessary. A small edit to the smart contract that still has to be audited, but one of the cooler features is that what he made is the comment feature for votes. So you can leave a comment under your vote. So basically when you either vote yes, no, abstain, you can have like a small comment field to explain and reason why you voted what you did. And this will show up, it's optional of course, but this will show up in the vote list, so you can have a bit more feedback and leave a bit more feedback on your vote. So that should help a lot with the communication. I think we had this issue pop up a couple of times in the calls over the last few months. So yeah, that's an exciting one, and we have a bunch more updates coming to the dashboard. So I just wanted to share that. And also if you guys have any improvements or suggestions to the interface or to the DAO, just ideas or suggestions, if you put them in GitHub, we now have someone that can work on them quite efficiently. So just a little bit of news on the DAO technology.
Last week, Rochelle was going to put up a ticket for us about adding in the vote weight to the cycle history, reward history. So I'm not sure if that's been put up yet or not.
It's not in the list yet, but that's definitely one Noman could add to the dashboard. So
yeah, we could use.
Yeah, that would be nice to see there.
But we could
We're remaining using GitHub for these issues. So if it's in GitHub, then it will get done at some point.
Yeah, I look at GitHub and it's just mud for me. I don't get it.
It's not too bad for what we need to do is just make an account and there's like an issues page. You can just make a post, mm-hmm. a form. Though in regards to this issue, I was thinking more doing the average vote weight per proposal. So like, I think that's a better metric. I don't know if that's the one we're talking about.
Alan, I think that was you who brought that up.
Yeah, basically, what I'd like to see is to see how the vote weights increasing over time, and compare it, say, from vote 3 all the way up to, 18 now or whatever.
Yeah, so... I can make that issue right after this. If what we want is just, I think that'll be very useful too. Like in my calculator little tool, there's the last cycle, it shows you the average load weight. So I kind of just jot it down in the spreadsheet. But yeah, it could be useful having it on the actual dashboard itself.
Yeah, if you could.
Is there a link for your calculator on the dashboard?
No, but mine isn't really, like, there's like some things I need to fix that I've been kind of slacking off on doing.
Slacking? Not you. Okay, well, that's good progress. Good to hear. All right. Any other little tidbit there, Jesse?
No, I think I think if you add any, if you add these tickets to GitHub, it's like Alex said, it's quite easy. You just make an account, and you don't need to be a programmer to do it. And you can just add issues there. So yeah, anything that's in there, we'll review and leave some comments. But it's being worked on. So that's a nice development, I think, because it's been a while since the dashboard had any updates. Yeah, no, that's all I have to say about that. And of course, adding a comment to your vote feature is, I think, interesting. So it's also, you know, it's registered on the blockchain, so it's really like a DAO feature. That's pretty exciting. So I'm hoping that we can have like some nice consistent releases over the coming months of new things you can do on the Effect dashboard. Calculator stuff maybe as well. So DJ, if you would like some help on the calculator or like someone to sort of do a test run or add some features to it, then we can also get that done.
Yeah, I was thinking like the new guy, what's his name again?
Lohman.
Am I pronouncing it right? Lohman?
No man.
No man?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cool name.
All right. So yeah, like, is he on Discord?
Yeah, he is. Let me see. His name on Discord is... no, what's your name on Discord? It's... I always have trouble finding people on Discord. I'm not sure how the username system works. I'll send it to you, DJ.
I just have him post his updates in the developer chat. And
I'll that's a good one.
Or you're also on the call, so yeah, you post some of your updates on, because yeah, I'm probably the only guy, but I do have the tracking for the, you know, updates to the repository. So suddenly I've been getting like lots of emails. So that's why I made one more issue like on the thing that's broken with the, when you make a new proposal, it kind of like the markdown's kind of bugged in the preview. But yeah, like
that one already got fixed. I think you fixed it pretty quickly. So,
oh, cool.
That's already deployed and working. So thanks for making the issue, because you weren't aware. Somewhere so this broke the preview of the markdown. So it's already now fixed.
Great. So then, yeah, with my calculator, I have a repository, but I haven't like done any updates lately. But yeah, like my code's really up to snuff. But yeah, if you want to like, I can post a link to it. Like, it will be useful having like an actual official calculator. And the issue is with mine, I haven't looked in too deeply, but it's kind of like slightly off by like percentage points from what you actually get to what you're expected to get, and I'm not sure why. So I wouldn't necessarily want to like make it the official estimate. But yeah, we could I mean I'd be interested in just following up and chatting up when you're making updates.
Yeah, we'll post some updates in the Discord channel as well, the developer channel. That's a good one, because now it's just GitHub, and you get all these emails and a lot of notifications. But We'll it's good to use that channel. There's people in it as well, so maybe we can motivate some people to also participate. So yeah, good suggestion. We'll get that done.
Okay. So the MasterChef, moving on, has an end date of October 7th. The foundation rewards, were they put in?
Great question. Let me check. They're supposed to be in, but I haven't got any notification, so I'm afraid not, but it should have been. I'm going to make sure that they get added ASAP, because they were supposed to be in there already. That's still good. Like, there's still enough funds, I see, in there for now, but it's getting to a point where it should be filled for the full duration of the contract. So yeah, it's on my radar. I'm gonna right now check where that's at.
Okay. And then, are we going to create another MasterChef? And can it be so that people who have their LP tokens don't have to do anything, that it just automatically moves over to the new one?
Yeah, that's a funny feature, right? Because it's, if you want to have it automatically moved over, it means someone can move your LP tokens, which is a convenient feature. In the traditional MasterChef, that's actually, it's quite a famous feature. It's called the migrator. And it's basically how a rook pool works. It's because the migrator takes out those tokens. So in modern MasterChefs and like in projects that are trying to do this in a bit of an improved way, they remove the migrator function, because it means that like the project cannot steal people's LP tokens, which it's been abused so many times that it's sort of being frowned upon. So
yeah,
in our contract, we remove the migrator, so it means that it's impossible to auto-migrate the LP to a new pool, which means that people have to do it manually. But we can have one button, right? We could have a migrate button that sort of helps the user to easily migrate to the new pool.
Yeah, as easy as possible. And then we'd have to let people know. Like, it'd have to be really well announced that they have to move manually.
I think the first question is, do we want the new pool, and in what size? And what can we do to make this one more successful? Because it's slightly increasing, but it's not... It's the APR is pretty really good. I'm always a bit, it's always confusing to think about APR and APY. And for APR, I think this is super high. And for APY, it's not APY, so people are confused between the two. But I think this is pretty good numbers.
People complain it's too low. It's because they're thinking it's APY.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, so then it's not compounding. So if you do APY, it's compounding, and it goes exponentially up. So for a year, you get like way higher numbers.
Is there any value in putting APY and APR on, like showing both numbers?
Well, yeah, APY wouldn't it be at least the same number?
I must say I'm not a DeFi expert, but what I've been told is that the APY is like compound interest. So it's like if you would put your earnings, your yield, if you would restake it and add it and keep doing that all the time, then of course you would keep getting more and more rewards. I think, but I must admit I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, because there is no compound, so. Because you can only harvest, so. And even if you harvest, you have to convert the EFX to BNB at some point, so.
Could you have an option to...
But hypothetically, you could do that, and then you would have, I think, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Like, you know when you stake, right? You get your rewards, you can collect your rewards, or you can claim the rewards and restake. Could you have the option on the MasterChef to... collect or to just claim and re-enter? Oh no, because
sure, I think you could make something like that. There's some advanced pools on PancakeSwap that have like these auto compound where that happens, but I think it's overly complicated for like a simple pool as we're promoting. Especially right. Like with the current size of it. Yeah, I don't think that's gonna be worth it.
So I guess the real decision right now is, are we going ahead with another one?
Yeah, I think I would like to maybe have a chat with Mikael if he's up for promoting a new one and making it making it even bigger. I do feel heavily that PancakeSwap is very important, and we haven't, like, we're not, it's not successful enough yet, it's not popular enough, it doesn't have the traction that we wanted to have yet. But I think once we get down once we get traction on Binance Smart Chain and more liquidity in PancakeSwap and get our logos in there, have more token holders, I think it's a very attractive space for crypto people to use EFX, especially with the SDK when there's actually quite a seamless option to use the platform on both chains. I think that's massive. So I think that's where we can really get more traction, and it would be very beneficial to have a pool like this until we get like a real server pool or something. But yeah, well, if we want to grow in the Binance Smart Chain space, having this pool is really attractive for people to hold tokens on Binance Smart Chain. It's like staking on Binance Smart Chain, right? It's that type of idea. So I'm totally in favor, but I would love to hear Mikael's also in favor and what Alex thinks about it. And the rest of the DAO, of course, because it's a DAO initiative. But I would be in favor of doing it. With the goal to make this more successful and bigger overall. So the current pool, yeah, we should keep growing this pool. That's my thoughts on it.
So my thought here would be to check in with Mikael first, and then put a proposal forward to the DAO for sentiment on whether the whole general DAO would like to go ahead with one, with outlining some improvements to this one.
Yeah, totally. I think a little analysis of the current pool and a new proposal on the next pool that maybe me and Mikael can put together again is the best way to go. And it's a proposal, so of course we can.
Part of,
you can figure out if it's popular or not by just seeing the
value. Part of it for it not being as popular as it could be just because it's like a very limited in time span. No, I mean, who wants to commit to 60% APR if they only confirm it for like, you know, a month?
Yeah, true. We could also increase the time span on this one. I'd be curious to know if that's the case. If people think it's too short. They didn't have an end date on it before, so I think that was a big problem because I think people didn't know it would end. So now they do. But that's a good point. There must be some ways that we can improve the attractiveness of the pool. Maybe the duration, maybe the reward, maybe the statistics of it or something. But yeah, it's good to have a reflection on it.
What are the benefits to EFX of these pools? I know the benefits are to the people that are actually invested in these pools, the benefits to them. But what are the general benefits to EFX?
So what these liquidity pools give you is they guarantee you of liquidity, right? So and that's, for example, if you look at KuCoin or that's our main exchange now. There's order books there, which means there's buyers and sellers. There's also bots creating fake volume, and it's a bit tricky to see what the actual volume is on KuCoin, for example. And you're dependent on the seller. So if the sellers disappear, the buyers disappear for some reason, whatever, project popularity or whatever, then you lose your liquidity. You lose your possibility to sell tokens, and that's just not nice for anyone to have that sort of risk there. And these liquidity pools are basically guaranteeing that the liquidity is there, so you get some sort of assurance that you can always trade your token at that price. Of course, you can. I mean, there's ripples and people can remove liquidity and whatever. So that's why you often want people to lock liquidity, but getting a bit maybe too much in depth. But the main part is that you have this guaranteed liquidity and price support at some
point. So it helps to stabilize the price then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, so projects with a massive liquidity pool are sort of safe projects to hold tokens in because you're sort of a little bit secured in the fact that you can sell your tokens at some point if you wish. And PancakeSwap, of course, there's all the DeFi space and the Binance Smart Chain space that's really into. So there's more benefits to it, but that's one of them. I think that's most important for traders. I'm not super into DeFi or anything, so it's not my expertise, but that's how I see it.
So speaking of the Binance Smart Chain, it seems the for the P tokens, the Binance Smart Chain to EOS like is very slow. Like I don't think I still got it deposited yet.
Yeah, there's issues with the bridge sometimes. I'm noticing really slow, delayed swaps. Of course, we're using the P2P network technology for it, so it's basically there. I'm not sure why that happens. I am talking with their team often, and sometimes I'm telling them about some transactions that are lagging, and then after some hours, the transactions come through. I think it's mainly the peg out. So if you go from Binance Smart Chain to EOS, in my experience, sometimes the transaction takes awfully long to go through. I'll have a good chat with them to see why this keeps happening because it's
kind of odd. It's
getting a bit annoying. So,
I imagine once we kind of once the effect force starts working on Binance Smart Chain, there may be more transactions back and forth. We don't want to be take 2 days or even more because I haven't gotten yet. To get something to EOS if someone, say, wants to participate in the DAO or something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to chat with them. It's something we need to solve for sure. We don't want that to happen, especially when we grow on Binance Smart Chain. So, yeah, thanks. Please send me a message every time you have like a swap that's stuck or something, which hopefully should not happen often, but... I would like to sit with P tokens and P network and figure out what happens and how we can solve it.
Okay. Any more on that topic? Now, hopefully the swapping speed gets sorted out. All right. So the only other thing I have on my agenda here is really anything on the hackathon. But I guess you're still working on that. We'll find out more about that.
And having the SDK a bit more well defined now. So hackathon in October or in November will happen for sure. But I think if you look at the time we got left, we might opt for like a bit of smaller hackathon. Me and DJ also talked about this before, to have like a really big one. Like early next year, something like that. But we will definitely, there will be a hackathon. But
all right.
We'll get that in a proposal also pretty soon, but I think it's really important to first see this new SDK update and scope of it, and then have a look at what would be the best fit for Hackathon and the organization around the Hackathon to get the most benefit from it.
Have you seen the Hackathon that's been advertised on, is it Ivan on Tech's TG page?
No, I must say I'm not really following the Ivan on Tech Telegram, but I haven't.
They're looking on getting sort of 200 people involved in it, and I think $100,000 is the prize money.
A nice prize pool.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
What are they building? Or on what platform?
Oh, I don't really know. Be honest with you, but I just see the sort of headlines that the prize money and speaking of having 200 people entering it and everything else, it's supposed to be, well, they're looking to have it a big thing type of project.
Yeah, I wonder if we can attract some of the participants to a bigger hackathon. And so there's like some sort of connection, right, between Effect team and the Ivan on Tech, right?
Yeah, they're doing the captions.
There was, but that's gone very quiet. I mean, Chris hasn't mentioned it lately or mentioned Ivan on Tech. The last I've heard that he was in the background, ready to be reactivated when the time was right.
Rochelle, are there still captions going on, tasks for Ivan on Tech? She's probably working.
As far as I know, we're not working with Ivan on Tech at the moment. We did work with him for a little bit on some things around the United Nations. A bit, but at the moment there's nothing we're actively working on. So there's no active collaboration or anything going on.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure Chris is still in, so maybe he can highlight a bit more on that if he's here. But I do have to go, so guys. I need to get back to some work things.
Yeah, I've got nothing else on my agenda, so we're done. You're free to go we're done unless somebody else has a topic they want to discuss.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to drop out. It was good to catch up and get some updates again. So see you next week.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Good. See you next week.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, you're clear. Jesse was muddled, hard to distinguish, but you're fine. Right. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You want me to take that out? Right. Take that up. Okay, so DAO created NFTs. Okay, that's changed. Yep. All right. Yeah, some of these may never come to anything. They're just things that we talk about, and I put them somewhere so they don't get forgotten about if we want to revisit them, or some of them I'll do. Some of them I mean to do, and I just don't get to it. Some of them somebody else could do. So there's listed for everybody else to see. Okay, Andre, for you. If you could please accept my friend request in Discord so that I can add you to our group for HG planning.
Ah, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Hi.
Excellent. Now I should be able to add you. There you are. So a request to contribute to the Nitro.
Sorry, Rochelle, I have no clue how to do this.
Oh, if you click on Nitro at the top, in your private message area. Subscribe and gift.
Okay, I see. Subscription thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so $5 a month?
Yeah, I got it.
$5 a year. US. Well, I've paid money for worse things than this. Yeah, I noticed that pop up. Okay, I'm just typing in there and put out an appeal. Not sure how many people are reading this. I know there's people reading it. All right. Any other topic? Literally through what I had. There was a lot of discussion going on the last week or so, but none of it I didn't feel was, or that I picked up on, was relevant for putting into this agenda. Or nothing we haven't already talked about in detail that I don't want to talk about anymore. Yeah, I think so. Well, Yeah. Meeting adjourned officially.